International Tales, the website of stories from around the world, announces a new series of recordings of the adventures of the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes. Narrated by David Loftus, who also does the voices of Holmes and Dr. Watson, with a variety of guest readers doing the supporting characters, our recordings will bring these exciting adventures to life in your ears and in your mind. David, why are you reading Sherlock Holmes stories for the web?
I've been a heavy reader all my life, but I don't reread very many things. One of the things I do reread are the Holmes stories because they are so good. I can't remember the first time I encountered Holmes. I was at most 10 years old, maybe 9 or 8, and I read every story before I was out of the fifth grade. They're puzzling, suspenseful, occasionally amusing, and full of fascinating details about what life was like in England a century ago. I also figured out they're fun to read aloud. I probably read a few of my favorites to my grandmother. Later, when friends were in the hospital, I went to visit them and read them a Holmes story. I've read them aloud to live audiences at the library, at a coffee house, even a bank. I think the Holmes stories lend themselves to reading aloud because they're very visual, very action-oriented. They're fun for people to imagine in their minds, from the foggy streets of London to warm sitting rooms indoors before a fire, and those large, drafty mansions of the English countryside. So it seemed natural to make them available on the web. With the advent of iPods and other portable digital audio, you can listen to these wonderful stories while traveling, commuting, relaxing before bed, or just about anywhere.
What would you say is the appeal of the Sherlock Holmes stories?
When you're young, you read them strictly for the plot. What happened? Who's the killer or the thief? How does Holmes figure it out? When you go back to them later, you can appreciate a lot of other things, like the craft, the variety of characters from all walks of life, kings and lords, down to servant girls, governesses, coachmen, and beggars, and the fascinating details about life and society in the Victorian age. I've read all the stories two or three times, and some of my favorites a dozen times, but there are still words and behavior of people from that era that I don't understand. For instance, this was in the days before automobiles, and though you can tell the characters are riding in something having to do with horses and a carriage, there are hansoms, broughams, landaus, dog carts, and foreign hands. Holmes occasionally uses a French or Latin phrase, quotes Shakespeare or other poets now and then. Most of these things you can just skim over if you're reading or listening for plot, but later you can go look them up if you like. And of course, there's the unique character of Holmes himself. His mind is amazing. His sense of justice so strong, although he lets a few guilty people go free if he thinks the court system and police would only make things worse. Someone said he's the most recognizable fictitious character in the world, along with Mickey Mouse and Santa Claus. The stories have been translated into languages all over the earth. They've been made into movies, TV miniseries, and plays. In the century since he was created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, dozens of other writers have written new Sherlock Holmes stories and novels, many of which I've read, and some of them are quite good.
There are 56 Sherlock Holmes short stories and 4 novels. How many do you plan to do for International Tales?
I don't know yet. Not all of them, certainly. A couple stories involve a secret code or feature a map of the crime scene, and those would be hard to tell without those visual aids. Some of the stories are not as good as the others, and I wouldn't enjoy doing them as much. The novels, including the famous Hound of the Baskervilles, may be too long for this audio format, so we'll leave them for readers to discover for themselves. I've recorded a few stories alone already, and I'll do a few more, but many of the tales have lots of characters, and I think it'll be more fun, for me and for listeners, to bring in other people to help with the voices, so I'll be recording those with friends very soon. ¶¶